I didn't have one. You know, I spoke to the team last night about what was going on in the league, and you know, it's their right. You know, so that wasn't the reason, you know, we didn't win a football game. None.
What didn't you do today? What were you most frustrated?
Well, you know, we talked about, you know, to win a road game, you've got to be great in the red zone, you know, great with the turnovers, you know, and great on third down. And those things we didn't do. You know, last drive they converted, I think, three or four straight third downs. We had two turnovers on offense. You know, so we didn't play the critical parts of the game well today. So we didn't win a football game, bottom line.
I felt like Trevor, before, tried to make plays that weren't there a couple times.
Well, it was a bend don't break defense today. They played a lot of shell coverage, and he's trying to make plays. You know, I can't fault him on that. You know, we want him to be smart with the ball, but you know, he has been smart with the ball, and he's made those plays before. So I'm not down on that part. You know, we can't do it, but I get it why he took some chances.
What did you think of the call that they got Juan on for the quarterback?
I didn't see it. But how he explained it to me, I guess Vaughn gave him a hand to help the guy up, and he pulled the hand away. I mean, it's he called it, so I guess, you know, that's what he felt it was. You know, it's pro football, but he called it.
What went into the decision on the pink pop? Mm-hmm. Was that a read, or was that a call from the sideline?
It's a call from the sideline, and you know, if we have the look we want, you know, we run it, and the look was there. You know, we had a late sub on the field, so we kind of gave him time to adjust. You know, and it didn't work, but you know, in my opinion, it was the perfect timing. It was a good call, and the look was there. You know, we had our offensive line versus their punt return team, which is skill and big skill players, and it was 4th and 2, so we took a chance.
The thing is, with the player coming on the field late, that's not part of the version or anything.
No, that's on the coaches. That's on us. No, it's what we knew coming into this game. You know, I mean, it was a stout defensive front seven, you know, with a Brazilian secondary. You know, offensively, we knew LeSean McCoy was going to be a problem, and obviously Tyrod Taylor with his legs. It did a good job today offensively with the play-action boots, keeping him on the move so he can run or pass. And you know, that really hurt us today as far as the play-action pass on defense for us.
Did you guys consider running more between the tackles where Marcel Garrett?
We ran the ball fine, in my opinion. Again, you know, third downs, red zone, and two turnovers kind of killed our drive, I should say.
So you had a little bit more success with Charles over Anderson today.
I couldn't tell. You know, I'll watch the film tomorrow and tell you that tomorrow.
Was there a fatigue factor with your team, you think?
Could have been, you know, I'm not sure. It was warm today. It was a warm day, but you know, guys are hydrated. You know, we didn't have problems with cramps, so you know, again, it could have been. I'm not sure.
Anything else for the coach? Okay, thank you.
Thank you guys.
All right.